Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Say hello again to Brendan Thomas.
So, some really sad stories coming up ahead here. So, out in Chicago in the suburbs, there's an area called Fenton, and at their high school, Fenton High School, a teacher has now officially been fired 5 days ago, as soon as the police investigation began. Not when these allegations came about, but as soon as the police announced publicly, we're putting an investigation behind this person, that's when the school district decided to fire this person. Apparently, he was sexually abusing over 20 students ever since 2011, this teacher. And all of this information and evidence got leaked online, and now parents of those students are very, very upset with the school board. They want answers, and they want to know why this guy wasn't fired after the first offense.
So they have established that the school board knew about this long before the police were brought in?
Correct, yes.
Okay, well, if that's true, everyone on the school board should be fired. If the school board didn't know about it, that's another story.
No, but they was reported that the school board did know about this, and over and over, it was just written disciplinary notices to the teacher. That was
it. With something like child abuse, and all they get is a written disciplinary
note. That's it. And that's in the public school system of Chicago. It's sad.
It's pure evil.
Yes. So over the past week, the parents have been showing up to the board meetings of these school district heads, asking them to resign. But they have completely refused. And they said no, because we're still under an investigation for his actions ever since 2011.
Oh, so the school board's defending themselves by saying we're not absolutely sure this guy is guilty yet?
Correct, but the police have said that he's guilty, and they're having evidence around it.
Technically, you have to be charged, and a jury has to find you guilty. The police can't just say you're guilty.
Exactly.
So they're probably using that loophole, but still.
And you know what? Those 20 students that were actually being sexually abused actually came to those meetings publicly. They were showing their faces, and they were actually saying, "You guys really hurt us. We can't trust the school board anymore for our own safety." And so the community.
There's a tendency to shove those kinds of things under the rug.
Yes, but I'm personally for the fact that these people should resign. Honestly, I think they're only not resigning for one specific reason. The paycheck's really good, possibly, I guess. That's the only reason.
Well, I don't think you get paid for being on the board, but if they have if these are people that are also teachers and superintendents and they're being paid for those jobs, they should be fired from those jobs,
too. They should be. And I don't know who else it could be. They're asking the superintendent and the other head school board members to resign, but they're refusing to do so. Again, their excuse is we're still under investigation when the police have already done the investigating. And again, that information's been leaked. At this point, you're not helping yourselves, not even in a public forum now. So I say just at this point, just publicly say, no, we're done. We have to resign at this point.
Yeah, I understand that somebody's innocent until proven guilty and we've got to be careful. But I also think with something like sexual abuse, you at least remove the person from his role in the school while it's under investigation. And what you're saying is they didn't do that.
No, they
didn't. Until the police came in.
Exactly. And this is 13 years, 20 students. It's uncalled.
Yeah, you got to say, okay, we're going to investigate, but while we're investigating, we're going to make sure nobody else is put in harm's way.
And they had said nothing like that. Nada. They're silent behind it. So it's very, very disappointing.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.